This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another hour of What's on Your Mind. The most important thing that happened while we were away for the break was a Christmas music request came in for you, Kevin.
All right.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
No. I don't have that one.
No, you don't.
I'm pretty sure I don't think I do.
You're not even going to look for it, I can tell.
All right. That you ask and you shall receive, I guess.
Hippopotamus
right.
For Christmas. Put that under the tree.
Yeah.
Another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thanks to our fine listeners, including the newest edition, WDAY, 970 AM, 93.1 FM, along with the AM 550 K-Fire, legendary voice of the Northern Plains, AM 1100 The Flag, as well as KTGO, KLTC, and of course you can listen on your app as well. Chris Jones from the Department of Human Services in North Dakota will join us in a moment. We have a couple calls that have been waiting a while to weigh in. We'll get you in here and then we'll get to Chris and continue on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Norm, you're up.
Hello, I have two questions. I've been a Republican all my life and I've voted Republican, but I have some independent friends that are asking, when's enough enough? Is it hurting our party in future votes with these independents, with the stuff that's going on? And secondly, why does Trump and Goddard, or his attorney, need to be pardoned if they haven't done anything wrong? That's the two questions they keep asking.
I'm sorry, did who
weigh in on this?
Tell me the last one again about the pardon. Why is Trump getting pardoned?
Why does Trump have to pardon his family and his attorney if they haven't been charged with anything and haven't done anything wrong? Now, we always hear about preemptive pardons or something.
He doesn't, and they won't.
I don't know that. I don't recall any family members or an attorney
needing a pardon
a pardon. I think the most controversial pardon probably was Michael Flynn. But Michael Flynn was his original national security advisor, and we now know was unfairly targeted. A case was thrown out. The Justice Department said this is a bum case, throw it out. And the judge was a jerk about it. was going to delay it. So I think Trump did that. On the first one, I would say this, Norm. I mean, that the eye in the eye of the beholder is where you're going to find the answer to when is enough enough. But I certainly think we're nowhere near there at this point. Especially, I would tell any of your Republican friends that are asking this to just listen to the evidence.
They're independents.
Oh, they're independents. Okay.
Yeah.
But if they listen to the evidence,
vote Republican, if they're going to keep doing it.
Right. I would just go back and watch the hearings. They're a couple hours each in Arizona, in Pennsylvania. I mean, they did a magnificent. Michigan was an incredible one where they presented the case pretty strongly. You got eyewitness folks, just salt of the earth, average everyday people that were election volunteers that saw some horrible things here. And as the lawsuit now alleges from Texas to these states, the Constitution wasn't followed. So I would think an independent would want the Constitution followed as much as anybody. So I would tell them the Constitution, eyewitness reports, evidence, as late as it's going to go is January 6th. I don't think we just throw in the towel because it's the nice thing to do. I think we get to the right answer and press to make sure we've done everything in our power to make that case. In the end, you may lose, but at least you've made your case. Appreciate that. Mark in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Mark.
Hi, Scott. Hey, I'm just calling about this information that's out on this Mark Zuckerberg with this $400 to $500 million that he threw into all these swing states to push his agenda to create this fraud on this election, and I was just wanting to hear some comments on that. And then the other thing was, it just seems to me in Georgia, the way these politicians are denying Trump far as viewing this information, it almost seems like they've been bought off. Your comment.
Thanks, Mark. First on the Zuckerberg thing, I don't even know that I've mentioned that here, but it is. I've not spent enough time to dig into it to be able to say this absolutely happened based on what I've read or heard. I've just seen some stories on it that I haven't really dug into. And if you've missed it, essentially what Zuckerberg did was donate a lot of money, like $250 million, to this organization. That organization then went out and trained a bunch of voters and pulled off a lot of the interesting things here. It was it's more head scratchers, you know. And the other thing, the interesting thing is, they would go in and they would say, "Oh, okay, Kevin, county auditor, you can't afford new machines. We'll get you new machines. We'll get you this stuff. We'll do that." There's really weird alliance there. So that's a little bit odd. What was your other question?
It was just about the Georgia and then the suits that have been brought against the fraud there. And so, like, the governor and the other person, where they just seem to be blowing everything off, and they just kind of react like they've been bought and paid for to do this.
Yeah, it's very odd. I think if we had the time to pull some threads here, you'd find all kinds of things. It's hard to imagine that there isn't more than meets the eye here. So I agree. I'm suspicious. Your suggestion that they were bought off or employed by probably as plausible as any other. Appreciate the call. We'll return to this a little bit before we're done today, and I am doing some digging on a couple of other things we promised to do. Request into Wayne Stengem to see if he'd be able to join us and talking about the decision on whether or not you join Texas in this lawsuit that's happening that is going to change things mightily. Have to get to our next guest, who joins us from the Department of Human Services. The director is back with us on What's On Your Mind. Chris Jones. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Good. Good morning. Thanks for having me. Sorry about the mix-up earlier.
Not a problem. Been kind of one of those busy news-breaking kind of days, so this worked out just perfect. So K-12 education, from a Department of Human Services aspect, one of the things I'm scratching my head over right now is the CDC is saying kids need to be back in school. You no doubt have probably as good a picture as any in state government of kind of the after effects, the impacts, if you will, the behavioral health, what's this doing to a mental health perspective of kids. Knowing what you know, do you believe we're past time kids should be back in school?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think, you know, early on, and I appreciate you having me come back on if you said there was something else. I mean, this has been eating at me and others for some time because at the end of the day, you're not going to see the impact on kids for maybe 5, 10, 15, 20 years. But as I look at it from the Department of Human Services, you know, one of the things I looked at when I started was, you know, how large the agency was in terms of FTEs, and Department of Human Services was the 8th largest employer in the state. We're down to the 11th largest employer in the state. So I don't want anyone to misinterpret this, but the goal is to reduce the size of the Department of Human Services because we've made the right investments in community and families and other ways as a state. And so when we don't have kids in school, we know that right now there was just the most recent research from the Journal of the American Medical Association is that we're losing about 5.5 million years in the U.S. on life because these kids will ultimately have behavioral health, substance use disorder, loss of income, and they will end up, some of them, unfortunately, using state services because of being locked down. I certainly don't want to take away all the great work that schools have done in doing distance learning, but you know, for many kids, that in-person learning is very important, and I think this effect is going to be felt for a very long time, and some children may never recover.
Boy, a couple alarming things there. One, 5.5 million years lost. So you're saying in the United States, as a result of COVID-19 and lockdowns and being out of school and routines and, life of a youngster being considerably different, that the calculation is you can lose 5.5 million years less life as a result of these decisions. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I'm saying. That's that was from a November 12th JAMA research published study.
Knowing that, you know, I would imagine as someone in charge of the Department of Human Services and knowing that's a lot is going to fall on your shoulders there, and also just the human toll is there. What do you do? I mean, you can't, a lot of the damage has been done, right? You can, I guess, argue to say, let's make this known and flip a switch and do everything in our power to, you know, stop the damage right now. And there's a lot of moving parts to that. I'm going to take a break. When we come back, I'd like to talk a little bit about that, just how you address this going forward, knowing what you know now, because that is alarming. And, you know, also, I think very few people are going to be surprised, sadly, when they hear that and say, well, how could it not have been? Wow. More after this on What's On Your Mind. Is a move in your future? Listen up. You want the family-owned, veteran-owned Action Movers. Founded in 1932 in Bismarck, now in Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, and Phoenix, too. Remember, they can move you across the block or across the country. Do it yourself to full-service moves, every solution possible for moving and storage, and all at low competitive rates from a name you know and trust. No job too big or small. Call 701-566-5532 or online at actionmovers.com. Minnesota has been under a state of emergency for 7 months, but the tens of thousands of COVID deaths that were predicted didn't happen. And only 6% of hospitalizations in Minnesota are now due to COVID. It is time to end one-man rule and get Minnesotans back to work and our kids back to school. Brought to you by the Center of the American Experiment.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ring-ting-tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you.
You know, when it comes to options for protecting yourself from airborne viruses from spreading in your home or business, the folks at H.A. Thompson & Son should be your first call. They've been doing this since 1908. Yeah. I laugh because that's a long time. So, match that. 1908 is when it started, H.A. Thompson & Sons. high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services from Bismarck originally, but now all across North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. They have the IAQ air cleaning products that can kill viruses, mold spores, odors, bacteria, available to install in your existing HVAC equipment quickly and easily. And again, the folks at H.A. Thompson Sons have been doing this a long time. So they are doing this as someone that sees you as a friend and a long-time potential customer and going to be there to help any way they can, not make a quick buck. That's not how you get to 100-plus years. 701-234-9889. You can trust it. H.A. Thompson & Sons, 234-9889. Back with Chris Jones from the Department of Human Services. What you described is disturbing, Chris. I also think it's probably not real surprising. I guess maybe when you start thinking about, hey, this is not going to present itself for a few years, and ultimately this could lead to, you know, lives lost and a lot of years lost as a result of all this. You can't put the genie back in the bottle, obviously. What do you do? How do we address this, knowing these numbers now?
We just have to keep working on preventing further spread and understanding how the virus has spread, and continuing to educate and advocate for kids to be in school. I think oftentimes we want to talk about many of the other things that have happened due to the pandemic, but at the end of the day, the kids are probably some of our most vulnerable in the state, number one. And then number two, they're the future taxpayers. So if they're not going to be working to pay, we're going to be in a world of hurt. So I guess in how I think about this too is there was recently an op-ed in the New York Times called Death in the Dakotas. And I don't know if you read it, but you know, the way some states are looking at this is it's all about the number of deaths, and one death is always too many. But we also have to look at this in terms of from a balanced approach across everything, whether or not our businesses are open, our schools are open, and trying to mitigate the threat of the pandemic. So, you know, just being, you know, as the governor said multiple times, we need to continue to be smart, avoid large gatherings, and do it for the kids. This is the only way we're going to have kids in school. Take this seriously for the next few months, and we'll have kids in school and be able to hopefully understand what happened in the future and try to mitigate it going forward.
And it seems as though, you know, everybody, as I mentioned earlier, would have a hard time arguing with this or saying they hadn't thought of it as a possibility or any of these things as a potential reality. But we sort of just talk about it. We sort of just say, hey, this isn't good, and you know, there's more. But it's never like, okay, stop. We're gonna. It's like you say a death in the Dakotas. Okay, at what point do we say we're more concerned about a death now than we are a death from suicide 5 years from now? It's going to come there because that's what this is going to cause. So how do we deal with this? How would we? So if I'm a student and I'm struggling, and I am stuck in this, you know, slow walk back to normal, despite the CDC saying kids should be back in school, I'm still not back in school. What is available for me to prevent me from getting to that point 5 to 10 years from now that there's a crisis? I mean, are we able to, once we break out of this, identify best we can the kids that need help to begin an effort? I mean, is that doable, Chris?
Yes, there is, and there was a lot of work done during last legislative session to provide access to behavioral health services in schools. We need to continue to work on that. I think the other thing to remember is that there are a lot of kids and families who really want to do the right thing and don't know how to ask for help. You know, oftentimes those families with resources know how to ask for help, and oftentimes they don't have the same issues as, you know, a family that may be a single parent household, and or they work three jobs, and how do we find resources for these kids? Because at the end of the day, you can either pay now or pay later, and we need to all be working together as a community to watch out and help these children going forward and make sure that we identify them as soon as possible, and be talking about suicide, be talking about the social emotional well-being of kids and families, and not be scared to ask and not be scared to help. I mean, at the end of the day, there's no one stronger than the parent. But then on top of that, it's the community itself. How does the community support? It shouldn't be government supporting. This is how we are proud to be from North Dakota. Our communities pitch in, and we need to be comfortable talking about it and help each other out.
Talking with Chris Jones from the Department of Human Services in North Dakota. Chris is the director there. Is there a testing issue? I mean, I know when there was large amount of tests recently that were sent to long-term care facilities, I heard some people say, I hope schools are getting the next tranche because of the difference that could make in getting kids back at school. Is that the holdup right now, Chris?
No, not necessarily. But yeah, we are starting to send out these rapid tests to schools, and working through not only with the state, but the federal partners on a way we can do it with limited human resources, because the way they were originally sent required a lot of people to administer the test. And we're trying to be much more efficient in how that is done. So there were some testing events at schools yesterday that sound like they went really well. And that way we can help identify those individuals who have a viral load that could spread and get them out so we can keep. I mean, ultimately, we know that the kids aren't spreading it in schools. It's what's coming in from the outside into school. So, and as soon as teachers get it, they need to quarantine and isolate. And then we don't have teachers to teach. So what we're trying to do is make sure we can identify them sooner rather than later so we can keep all the teachers healthy and safe in schools as much as possible and then allow face-to-face learning.
Anything else you want to tell us today?
No, thank you again for having me on. And again, please be thinking about the kids.
How can we not? How can we not? Especially to think that this is something we're going to look back on 5-10 years down the road and say, remember when we identified this as a problem? So yet another reason to limit the damage as much as possible and get kids back at school, period. Find a way. Just find a way. CDC recommends it. I think we ought to be doing it. So let's not be behind them. Chris, thanks for the update. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Chris Jones from the Department of Human Services in North Dakota today on What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part by PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, like a hot beef sandwich or a chicken pot pie. You cruise off exit 292 in Valley City today. Meatball dinner in Harwood. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, the beef tips and gravy. Orange chicken at 12th Avenue North and I-29. Tacos at the Ulam, Minnesota location today at PetroServe USA. Every PetroServe USA has great grab-and-go convenience, like the 4-for-4 special. The pizza, the two cookies, a 20-ounce drink. Grab and go with $4. Four items. PetroServe USA.
During this season of giving, give a life-changing gift. The gift of education. The University of Mary offers affordable, flexible adult education. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate. Give yourself or someone you love a gift that lasts a lifetime. It's never too late to take the next step to reach your career goals. Classes begin this January and February. Give us a call at 701-355-8030 or find us at online.umary.edu/discovermore.
You don't have a choice. You have to wash the truck, right? But you can wash it about anywhere these days. Let me suggest you do it at ND Truck Wash. Number one, they're patriots. Number two, they do an incredible job. Number three, they're going to get you in and out in no time. 701-628-1550 for ND Truck Wash, Highway 2 behind Bakken Central Pinnacle in Stanley, North Dakota. Call ahead for reservation. There'll be a short wait, 10 minutes max. 701-628-1550. Call them now and tell them Scott sent you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump continues to push back, saying the 2020 election was rigged against him as his legal team continues to fight against election fraud. During an event at the White House Monday, he said the election was not only unfair to him, but to the American people.
We will not bend. We will not break. We will not yield. We will never give in. We will never give up. And we will never back down. We will never, ever surrender.
The president also called the election a disgrace to our country. It took barely a second. She rolled up her sleeve, and Britain's Margaret Keenan became on Tuesday the first person to receive the Pfizer vaccine shot outside of clinical trials, as the first mass immunization campaign in the United Kingdom begins. A rare Tuesday night football game tonight. The Dallas Cowboys will be in Baltimore and play the Ravens, 8.05 p.m. Eastern on Fox and the NFL Network. USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
You're giving her easy.
Only a hippopotamus.
I know. Can we give them what they want?
It's the second time I've heard this song ever, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's been around forever.
Two times too many, but anyway, here we go.
Gayla Peavy.
One hit wonder there, or what?
Oh, yeah. I do believe, yeah.
Oasis Petroleum brings you What's on Your Mind and our 24/7 Be the Buffalo Hotline. What's that mean? Well, first of all, what does it mean to be the Buffalo? Oasis Petroleum and their team, like all North Dakotans, see that storm coming and they turn to the storm. You turn to the storm, okay? And then you roar into the storm. You're passing everybody that's going the other way. They're going away from the storm. You're going towards the storm. That's how they do it at Oasis Petroleum and have continued to succeed that way and love their fine team and the good work they do and also North Dakotans for having that same spirit. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you can get us your comments, your questions, your theories, your most especially your shout-outs, maybe for first responders and firefighters and other folks, doctors and nurses and healthcare workers and all those folks that are working so hard, turning into the storm. So we can celebrate them. 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. Governor Burgum tomorrow on the program. Governor Doug Burgum right here. Jason Bohr from the Lignite Energy Council will be here as well. Look forward to that. Of course, coming up on Friday, Senator Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall. I have a lot of text to get to, so I want to do that. And your call's welcome here as well at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Where did that notification go that I was going to tell you about? Here it is. Arizona GOP lawmakers calling for decertification of election results. Republican state lawmakers in Arizona calling for the decertification of Arizona's election results. The House Majority Leader there said the election should not have been certified with the number of irregularities and allegations of fraud. Especially troubling to me are the allegations surrounding the vendor Dominion, referring to Dominion voting systems. It is imperative that a forensic audit occur immediately of the equipment and software. Upon any showing of fraud, the legislature should immediately convene to decertify the vote. Decertify the vote. Group included about two dozen Republican members elected to the state legislature. They attended a press conference where they made the call to the leaders of the state House and Senate. Arizona House Speaker Rusty Bowers has pushed back against decertification, saying the state legislature cannot and will not overturn the results. Nothing in the U.S. Constitution or the decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court even suggests the Arizona legislature should retroactively appoint different electors who had cast their ballots for two different candidates. Well, actually, what it says is the legislature has the power to direct the electors in any way they see fit. So, but another piece of information for you to ponder on the program today. Everybody needs to listen to the Corbett Report, says another. Corbett Report evidently has something to do with Bill Gates. I would assume also then the vaccines. Not heard of it. Thanks for the suggestion. Is the Department of Human Services making more of an effort to work with daycare providers when setting up regulations for them? Early on, daycare directors were struggling with some of the COVID regulations the DHS was requiring. I hope the DHS knows how important it is to keep daycares open, not just for the parents trying to work to provide for their families, but also for the kids. Sorry, I got that question after we were chatting with Chris Jones from the Department of Human Services. I know enough from all of the briefings that daycare was a big, big priority of the Department of Human Services. So I think you're right about some concerns early on, but I think they were addressed later. Texter says, so Scott, do you think teachers should risk their lives to put kids back in school? How many dead teachers are executable? I don't think you mean executable. I hope you don't. Although if they were already dead, then you... Never mind. It's just... I think at this point, with testing, with the other things, the CDC doesn't hate teachers. The CDC says you can mitigate the risk. Now, part of the reason this hasn't happened as quick as it, in my mind, should have, is that the teachers' unions have enormous power. And they can say no once, no twice, no three times, no four times. They can slow the process. But I would hope they, too, would think about what Chris Jones told us about these studies, of what kind of condition and after effect there'll be from all of this. So, in my mind, teachers aren't risking their lives to put kids back in school. They are managing the risk right along with the students to keep educating. And they should do it. They should do it. Somebody has sent me a medical book from 1949. And a couple of the kids in the photo here from the classroom in the 40s have masks on. And it says, hold that sneeze. That's why they're putting them on. Isn't that something? Interesting. All right, what's next? Is that guy kidding about the pardons? The Dems keep making crap up. They would accuse Trump of putting the wrong cheese on his hamburger. I think they've done it. Yeah. Texter says, the way I understand it, three states have to file for fraud to get it to the Supreme Court. I think any state can sue another state in the Supreme Court. I don't know that I've heard it is multiple. It doesn't say anything about that, but that's the case. They should be able to find them pretty quick. My Christmas music request. You ready? Cab, you ready?
Yep, always.
The 12 Days of Christmas by Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Hey, hoser. All right.
The same song, by Straight No Chaser is really good too, but it doesn't get good until the middle and towards the end of the song. Okay?
All righty.
Another text. I think every state should co-sponsor the Texas lawsuit. It'd be a great show of strength and unity if 30 or more states banded together and said, this was unconstitutional, and you will not steal this election through cheating and deception. Also, I believe McLean County had all voting by mail, had no in-person voting, but I could be mistaken on that. All right, thanks for sending a note in. Text says, the judge in the Flynn case still will not let go. Saw that he has asked for more amicus briefs from friends of the court. The guy is a jerk. J-E-R-K, jerk. Activist judge, Trump hater, so he's going to stick it to Michael Flynn. The Justice Department said the case should be thrown out. He wouldn't do it. Texter says a Chinese official has openly said they own Hunter Biden. Look it up. Where's he been lately? Where's Hunter? Why isn't he doing, press conferences and the like? Crying out loud. Texter says, here's an idea to stop future cheating. Whichever party that gets caught cheating, that party loses a congressional or Senate seat, and then that seat would go to the other party. You do need some more consequences, but stay tuned. We may get some more. Another says, every state AG should get behind Texas. American voters everywhere need a voice saying vote counting machines with algorithms are a fraud on our right to a fair and legal election. We have put in a request for North Dakota Attorney General Wayne Stenger, both to kind of get an idea of what the whole process is, are more states needed, what is the timeline, all of those things. Texter says another civil war may be in the making. This country is so screwed up, it needs a reset. These Washington elites and liberal wackos need to be put in their place. Time for the people to rise up. Don't wish for that. But you're right, it needs to be fixed. President Trump has already put forth an initiative for an overhaul of the national election and process for its security. Keep going. Keep doing. All right, I'm going to run out of time here. For all of these. I agree. Crybabies are never done. I think that means they think we're crybabies. Kevin, are you a crybaby?
No. No, I'm not.
Somebody else said, wine, wine, wine.
Oh, yeah. They're all around us.
You know what I'm doing? I'm not whining. I'm not crying. I'm standing up for what I believe in. And most importantly, the Constitution should matter. It should matter.
Amen.
Mark in Williston, what's on your mind?
Hey, what's on my mind is this thing that they talked on Tucker Carlson last night about the Chinese. Openly, they have officials in the White House now. And with when Biden gets in there, they're going to have another official in there. Their whole premise is to take over this country so they can feed their own people because they can't feed them. Follow me?
Oh, yes. I mean, they're not a force to be taken lightly. There is no doubt in my mind. They're the number one threat.
Yeah, this COVID thing, the COVID, the virus came from China.
Yeah.
And all this stuff they're talking about now where they want people to stay home, they don't want people talking to one another.
Pay attention, Mark. You are. That's great. Paul in Montana had a quick comment. Go ahead, Paul.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. I heard yesterday on Rush that they took a sample ballot of the same number for Biden and for Trump and sent them into this software machine we imported from a foreign country, and it came out that Biden got 26% more votes.
Sounds fair to me. I don't know about you. Thanks, Paul.
If you're 65 or older and paying a monthly premium for Medicare, you're paying too much. New this year, carriers are offering a plan that doesn't cost you a monthly premium. Zero premium. And it includes vision, dental, and hearing aid reimbursement at zero premium. That's right, zero premium. Plans cover you throughout the U.S. To find your local agent, go to ZeroPremium.net. ZeroPremium.net. Sponsored by the Sunderland Group. More at ZeroPremium.net.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Ryan Wiggy is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more than likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
By the way, that's me on the organ.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. You start.
Okay.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a beer. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtlenecks and a beer. Okay. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French toast, two turtlenecks and a beer. Okay. Day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 pounds of back bakery, French toast, two turtlenecks, and a beer in a tree.
Okay, well, so we'll just you know, play the rest of that another day, right? Does this song take like a week or what?
It does, yeah.
It's fascinating. Anyway, you're going to tell us about Schwann Buick GMC today on What's on Your Mind, and then we're going to get to our next guest on the program. I have one more text I want to read as well that is an issue I didn't get to today with Chris Jones from the Department of Human Services, but one that certainly concerns us for sure.
The best one in there is a six-pack of Tuborg.
There you go.
Got to have a six-pack of Tuborg. Hey, Schwann Buick GMC.com. They've got the deals going on right now. And I'll tell you, it's the December Green Tag event that's going on right now. And if you're ready for the best deals of the year, it's right now. Green Tag event. Huge markdowns, over 60 pre-owns. They've got to sell them before the end of the year. Cars, trucks, SUVs, they all got to go. These vehicles are clearly marked on the lot. Check them out before they're gone. They're marked down even more. Shop your used car superstore, Schwann Buick GMC, where the warranty lasts a lifetime on Memorial Highway. And check for new vehicle updates as well daily at SchwannBuickGMC.com. Couple of 2020s still left, too. They got to get rid of them.
Well, our listeners text, good morning, Scott. What I would like to bring up is pertaining to long-term care facilities and assisted care facilities. I know the main goal during this virus is to protect our loved ones, but there has to be a way to let us see our loved ones. It's cruel not to let our elderly family see their loved ones. Many are dying without family being allowed to see them.
Amen.
It's just heart-wrenching. Their health is declining just from now being allowed to see their families. How can we, how can we make this better is my question for Human Services. We as family cannot stand by much longer and let this go on. I wish I had an answer for you. I've asked about a bazillion times. And I don't really ever get an answer other than CMS made us do it, Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, because if they don't follow the rules, which in some cases, believe it or not, are stronger at the federal level than they are at the local level. So the state would have one set of rules, they have another. And if you don't follow theirs, you don't get the money. You don't get the money. Which is just disgusting. And I find myself just pounding the table, screaming and hollering. It doesn't get fixed, and you kind of go on to the next battle, but we really shouldn't, because they just usually wait you out. So we'll do some checking again here to find out. Maybe also find out about testing, because to me, testing should take care of it. Bring the quick test there, test family, test the residents, do it. Our next guest is John Hinderacher. John is president of the Center of the American Experiment. We'll talk about their COVID common sense campaign. COVID and common sense, I've not seen those two together anywhere, John. Have you found a way to do that?
Well, we haven't seen them together here in Minnesota, Scott, that's for sure. We're in the midst of another shutdown, and Governor Walz is maybe the first of the governors to admit that he's not, quote, following the science. He's not, quote, following the data. You know, how many times have we heard this, Scott, in the last almost a year now, governors and others alleging that they're following the science? Well, when Tim Walz shut down bars and restaurants, which according to the state's own data account for 1.7% of COVID infections, and he shut down gyms and health clubs, which by the state's own numbers, again, account for 0.3% of COVID infections. How does that make any sense? And he got asked a question about that in one of his rambling press conferences that he does. And his answer was, it's not about numbers. It's not about data. It's about neighborliness. So he's basically abandoned any pretense that there's a scientific or medical basis for what he's now doing. And we Minnesotans are all suffering as a result.
What do you do? You know, as I was just saying, I feel like you find some things just common sense that should be different. You ask about it, you get an excuse, but, you know, nobody fixes it. What do you do to keep fighting this?
Well, one thing you do is you go to our brand new website landing page, COVIDCommonSenseMN.com, COVIDCommonSenseMN.com, and you can very easily at that site sign a letter that goes electronically to Governor Walz as well as to your own senator and House member in the Minnesota legislature, asking them to bring some common sense to the epidemic and not make the cure worse than the disease. That's one thing that we can all do. And I think we gotta keep pushing back. You know, there are some small business people now who are saying that they won't comply with the latest shutdown order. I certainly can't encourage anybody to engage in conduct that is claimed to be illegal, although, you know, some years in the future, the courts are going to sort that out. And we may well find that these orders are held to be illegal themselves, right? But at least claimed to be illegal. But that's one thing that some small business people are doing.
If you're in Minnesota, I would highly suggest you go to COVIDCommonSenseMN.com and find that easy form that allows you to send a letter personalized to the governor and pick your own particular situation so that he hears about it, because I think this governor is about as political an animal as they get. And so if he starts to feel the heat politically, things closing in, maybe some changes will come that way. Keep up the fight, John. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Scott. Bye-bye.
John Hinderacher, Center of the American Experiment, the boss. Doing some great thinking down there in Minnesota. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow.
Energy is a large part of North Dakota's economic foundation, and all of the above energy policy provides our state the greatest economic opportunity. We can have it all if we all work together. Revenue from wind energy helps keep property taxes in check, main streets alive, small schools vibrant, roads maintained, and funds emergency services and our veterans. Wind energy is good for landowners, good for jobs, good for business, and good for North Dakota. More wind energy development can help make North Dakota the energy basket of America.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers. The secret to Pfeiffer's highly successful equipment and land auctions? Simple. We are marketers, merchandisers, and auctioneers. Pfeiffer's notable international marketing strategy gets results. Our team does it better than anyone. We will clean, prepare, and stage your equipment and implement our strategic internet and digital marketing program. If you are interested in selling your land or equipment, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 and view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.